Blog Talk Radio.
1-1-1, one way to God. 1-1-1, one way to God. 1-1-1, one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, there's 1-1-1, one way to God. 1-1-1, one way to God. 1-1-1, one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. Some say Yahweh. Some say Yahweh. But Yah is His name. Amen. So we see here today that you need to come to Christ. Why you have a chance today and believe in Him, because He is our HaMashiach. Amen. He is that HaMashiach. Amen. So we see Christ. Amen. He is. So let you know, meaning He's the anointed one, meaning Christ. He is the anointed one, the one that died for your sins. Praise God. On Calvary. Praise the Lord. We thank and praise our Heavenly Father. Amen, for a great day today. It was a wonderful, beautiful day today. We thank and praise Him today, because He is able to heal us. He is able to keep us, for He knows our weakness and our strength. He knows those things, praise. Give honor to Him right now. I give honor to our Heavenly Father, which was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world into Himself, meaning that He was, God was in Christ, reconciling the world into Himself. He was in our HaMashiach, our anointed one, praise God, the Savior in Him. Amen. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh, meaning God was made flesh. That was the subject of Saint John 1. Amen. And then we see, praise God, amen, we see that He is our Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. And when we say Yahushua, Yahusha, when we say that, we know that His name, that God's name was in the name of Jesus Christ, meaning the Hebrew word Yahushua means Joshua, and modern they say Yahshua, 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 amen, meaning God was with man, meaning Emmanuel, letting you know that we love Him and we care about Him today because He's done so much for us. Praise Him right now. Give an honor to our residing and our overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward, amen, of the Churches of God, the Bowery. Give honor to our presiding bishop, Bishop R.J. McLeod. Give honor to my bishop in West Coast District, Adrian M. Shaw, amen. Give honor to him and all the other bishops, praise God, and overseers in the Churches of God, Bible Way, in particular, praise God, Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw, also overseer Williams, praise God. Let me know that we love all y'all brothers, the brothers of real men of God. We thank and praise God for them. Well, friend, we're going to talk today about a subject that set things on fire a lot of times. Amen. We're going to be talking about this thing today. Amen. Letting you know that we're talking about the tongue. Amen. Amen. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. All right, isn't that something? A word come out of your mouth can change a whole lot of things and change ideas. Amen. It can give ideology. It can give reproof. You know, it can bring forth correction, madness, all those things, envy, jealousy, all the words that comes out of your mouth sometimes to change a whole lot of things. So we see here today, words are very powerful. They're changeable. And when words come out of your mouth, that's why Jesus said, you know, it's not what goes into your body that corrupts you. He says, but that will come out, amen, because sometimes you can say things, so your words can cut. All right? It can stab. Hallelujah. It can whoop and beat. Words can. All right? So we see here today, words can be rough and words can be tough. So I'm letting you know today, the power of the tongue can bring life or death. Man, it could do things. You could talk somebody down and they want to kill themselves or they want to hurt themselves. Or you could talk somebody up, amen, and then they could be exalted. You know, they could go on and do things. They could be lifted up. But we have to watch what we say. Hallelujah. We have to watch what we say. Amen. Once we watch what we say, amen. See, we got to learn how to bridle your tongue. We got to learn how to be quiet at times, amen, and listen and be slow to speak. All right, and listen. You know, that's why I find learning more, I can learn more by listening than speaking. Think about it. All right, because usually, all right, you're speaking. All right, that what you know, all right, but it may not be all true. It may not be all right or accurate or something. But we see here, I tell young men, I say, you got to learn to be teachable. You got to learn to be learnable. You got to know how to be learnable. As people pour into you knowledge and wisdom, you know, so that's why the purpose of a teacher. All right, but you doing all the talking, the teacher ain't talking, something wrong. So we see here, you have to learn to be obedient. You know what? In heaven, you have to be obedient. All right? Everybody is obedient to and subject to God in heaven. All right? So here on earth, we should be. Praise God. You know? Because nothing can be compared to him. He's almighty, you know? He's all in all. So I heard people used to call God all, because he's all in all. He's got all, you know, all things in him. I'm not talking about God all hell, but all things is below him, and he's above all things. All right, so we see here, you got to be subject to him. You got to be humble in him. That's why we don't have as much as we have need from him, because why? We're not humbling ourselves. Alright? A lot of times we want to speak, you know, we want to speak. So be slow. Amen. Be slow to speak, you know, be ready to hear and slow to speak. Learn. Amen. Learning. If I could put it in the heads of most guys, I say, you have to seek for knowledge by learning. Being teachable, all right. You know, this one, the ones with Jesus, amen. The taught one, the one who was taught to listen. Talking about his apostles, the taught ones. They was taught by him. So we see here today that you need to know, and you need to learn, and be slow to speak. All right. I used to have a bishop. And I remember one time, you know, we were riding up there on the expressway. Back those days, we had cell phones, we had CBs, and these people was really mean and kind of nasty. And I told the bishop, I want to tell him off. I want to do this. I say, if I say this, And the bishop, Earl Fisher, he said, he looked at me and he said, kind word, turn away wrath. That made me think. Did I say anything kind to those guys? No. All right. So that made me think. He said, kind words, turn away wrath. And that was scripture. So, he was just teaching some knowledge. I had to listen to that. And so we see here today, you know, you could mess up your whole marriage by what you say to your wife or your husband. You can mess up your whole life by what you do and what you say. So we say, you see here, right? Words have power, okay? A man that could come and tell his wife or his fiance that, you know, I love you. You're very special to me. He say, I care a lot for you. You know, you mean the world to me. I love you forever. You know, just be around me. Be around me. All right? It'll change her day. It could make her day. It can make her day, all right? But if you right now call them all the B words and the H words, you know what I'm talking about, too. Right. And all kinds of other things. You know, calling all these different things, profanity. And see, that could turn a person hard against you, all right? You could kill a spirit with that, your tongue, all right? So, you know, we're, as saints of God, supposed to be able to build people up and encourage them and tell them things in nice ways. Hey, let's say, for instance, okay, let's give them an example, all right? Think about it. Most people who are alcoholic, they know they're alcoholics. Come on now, because they can't do without it, all right? And you go around there telling them, say, yo, no good old alcoholic, you ain't nothing but, you know, so-and-so and drunk or whatever. You say things like that, you ask for a fight, all right? And you give him some grape juice, he might throw that back in your face because that grape juice ain't the right thing. He wants some Greek wine. We see, you know, I remember we used to have a guy who used to come to the church and he wanted to be saved. That had been years, years back when I was in this big Baptist church. And he would come there. And we used to, his name, we used to call him Cool Breeze, because when you get, and he would start breathing around you and blowing, the aroma of the whiskey and the liquor would come out, right? But people would get around there and say all kinds of things. I say, hold on now. You know, you got to say, hold it for a while. You know, you know what he is, and he know what he is. You got to speak kindly to him, you know, and tell him, you know, put him aside and talk to him right, you know, because he demanded respect. Although, you know, he was like that. But the thing is, once you talk to him and tell him, you got this problem, okay? You know you got this problem, okay? And we're willing to work with you to get rid of this problem. Same thing, you go tell a person that they're a crackhead in a nasty way, a bad way, you're looking for a fight, all right? All right, so, you know, but if you tell them, say, I want to talk to you and I want you to listen to me. Could I say some things? You know, it might be a little hurting. It might be something. I'm just doing this thing to help you. You go to your child. Your child acts not wrong. And sometimes, you know, you don't tell him he's no good and he's not. He's going to be nothing and make nothing of himself. You know, because those words could kill his spirit. But you could tell him, say, I want to see you do better. I want to see you do be righteous and do better. And be a man, all right? Be a young lady, all right? I want you to be a respectable person, okay? And you shouldn't act that way, you know, and so forth. But the thing is, there's ways to talk to people without getting them all upset. All right, you've got to do that. You have to be wise. You have to be wise, friend. So I try to build up people, speak life into them, not death into them. Because, look at it. The tongue is deceitful. The tongue, you know, can start fires and killing. You look in James, you know, how James talks about how you can set a fire with your tongue spiritually, in other words. All right, you can cause people to do certain things that they wouldn't do because of the fact you told it to, you said it wrong. You know, every time you say something and it come out wrong, that happens a lot of times. So we see here, amen, that God wants us to be wise. Okay, be wise in what you say. Be careful of what you say. You go off because words will offend you. Okay? So in other words, you know, it's a song they used to sing, it's a thin line between love and hate. All right? Well, that tongue makes a difference. It's a thin line. All right? You can call the person that love you, or you can call them that hate you. You can break you, make you with the words that you speak. All right? When Jesus said, when God was in the days before creation, how he began to say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let there be light. All he had to do is say it, and it stood fast, friend, and it happened. That's all he had to do is just say it. He spoke it. He spoke this whole universe into existence. That's the power of God. And think about it. You can speak something to cause havoc in your home. You can speak something to cause havoc in your relationship. You can speak something the wrong things and say some and hurt somebody's feeling, even though that you don't know it. Praise God. So we see here today, you have to know. You need to know that you need to know that your words can hurt people. Your words can make people feel bad. Praise God. So I try to build up people, let them know that, you know, let them know that I have some concern because I am concerned. Don't ever want to see nobody go to hell. You see what I'm saying? You know. So you know, I would speak life into them, and you know. You're telling the truth. Yeah, sometimes you get cut. Amen. I know many times in church, sometimes I get cut by a word that comes over the pulpit. What do I mean by that? Because the word, how God uses the word, you know, to shape and make you. He said, isn't my word like a hammer? Okay. And he told Jeremiah to go down there to the potter's house. And he, how God shape and mold us. Amen. Through the preaching of his word, through the, you know, reading of his word. All right, so we see here that once we do that, praise God, God will bless us when we learn how to, you know, bottle our mouth sometimes, you know, learn how to speak kind things, speak the word of life, amen. You know, I came in today. And I told my wife and my granddaughter, I said, look at my daughter. She's a very beautiful daughter. I said, she got looks from me. And everybody said, well, and you think about it, and you know what my daughter said, oh, you want something. What did you want? You try to get something. You must be able to ask me for something out here. You send them back. I said, no, I just gave you a compliment, okay? That's just it. Amen. But the thing is, people don't understand that you got to speak life. That's what Jesus did. Amen. God said, let there be life. Amen. Let there be life. Jesus, who is Yahushua, that in modern, and Yahushua is Paleo. But Yahushua, amen, is the modern in Hebrew. In other words, we see the other day, just like Yahweh is modern in Hebrew. All right. But we see here that day that you need to speak to them, speak life into people, speak hope into them, encourage them. All right. Some people, when you chastise your kid, you chastise them. But my mother told me you chastise your kid. All right. Sometimes it can be severe, sometimes it can be harsh, but you love them. You love them. Because sometimes, you know, your child can see that you're upset with them, and they'll calm down and come hug you, especially the little ones. I noticed that reaction by some of the little ones. They don't want you to be hurt or whatever, but they'll come and hold you. My little grandson, one time I say something to him, because he was doing something, and I said kind of real harsh word. And he looked at me, and he came and hugged me. And then I saw myself into it. I said, you know what? That's something. You know, though I said something to him, he came and hugged me. And, you know, like that, you know. And you know what? I was worried than he was. Think about it now. So we see him today. You have to believe in him, trust in him, have faith in him, and let him go on. Amen. So I'm letting you know today. And my friends, I'm saying this to you too. I don't want to leave this out. You know, you got to believe in Christ. You got to have faith in him. You got to have trust in him. What I mean by that, in the Hamashiach, I mean the anointed one, that's in Hebrew. So we want you to know that you got to believe in him. You got to trust in him. Know that he is the one. Amen. And like I always say, you don't have a chance without him. You don't have a chance without him. The one that shed his blood for you. Amen. You got to come to him and repentance, believing in him. Repentance means change your ways, change one's mind. I've changed my mind. I used to do wrong, now I do right. Righteousness. In other words, repentance is what we need to do. So a lot of people say, well, I could believe, but yet you got to change too. You know, oh, I have faith, but I can still go out there and do this. And no, you can't go out there and do anything. Praise God. So we see here today. In our everyday life, we have to deny ourselves. We have to deny ourselves. And when you deny yourself, from certain things, you know, because let me tell you, sin is pleasurable. All right? Sin is pleasurable. And that's where the devil got it. The devil got it that way. So Satan got it that way. So you go out there and do what you want to do. Fornicate and do all these other kind of strange stuff. But then you know, that is the road to hell, brother, sister. All right? That is the road to hell. So you got to deny yourself. You got to get a control of yourself. And Paul said, what the scripture tells us, Paul said, oh, wretched man am I. Who could deliver me from this body of sin? All right, it was only Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Hamashiach. Amen. He is the one. And Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. So Yahushua said, I come in my Father's name. All right, why? He has the name Yah in it. Yah. I come in my Father's name, it says. Amen. So we see here, he did. Amen. When he was living, amen. His name was Yahushua. Amen. And letting people know that he was the one. Now, in the West, he's commonly known as Jesus Christ. We understand that through transliteration what happened. All right. So we see here today that you need to come to him and be blessed of him. All right. We are located on Osborne and 22nd in Tampa, Florida. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. letting you know that you're welcome to come, and we want you to come. We want you to listen in, praise God. Come in and do that, because he is real. He is real, real, real. So let you know that I'll be back on next week at 6:30. Amen. 6:30 Block Talk Radio. And the call in is Erico 563, and then it's 999-3034. I'll do it here again for next week. I forgot to pronounce it in the beginning of the show. But as you go, it's a area code 563-999-3034. Let you know we love you. We care about your souls. And let you know that we want to see you here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So next week, come with us. If you could visit us, we really would be glad to have you. Let you know that we care about your souls. And, you know, and we love people and want you to come. Amen. So, you know, I'm going to be on Facebook. You know, you can tag me and be my friend, all right? Okay. Yeah, I can, you know, I can get as a friend on Facebook. Amen. Well, we'll be doing a scheduled show on Facebook in the near future. I'll let you know, Stuart, the men's convention. Yeah, I'll take to God about what we start this week. Amen. So, about Wednesday. So, we want you to come down to Winter Haven. Church of God, the Bowery, Apostle C.A. Tower, pastor there. All right, I want you to come and be blessed. I'm Elvis Braxton. And we're doing things. And we're feeding the public. You know, that's good. You know, we have so much fun out there feeding the public, giving food to the public, feeding them, and talking to them, and sharing, and praying for them. And that's the thing that we need to do these different times, our time now today. And we thank and praise God. And I'm praying for all those protesters out there. We are praying for them, amen, that they'll be safe and trying to avoid COVID-19. So we praying for them, amen, because protest is really needed. That's right. Protest is really needed for what they've been doing. Through the police department's been shooting people and people dying by the hands of the police nowadays. And it's sad, you know. It is one sad thing. So we see it today. All right. You know, get your feet off my neck. I was saying that always. I saying I can't breathe. Because, you know, they got your feet and your knee on my neck. All right. But that's just a symbol of what's been happening all these years. Amen. And get the rope from my neck. All right. Because they been doing these things for years. People been doing these things for years. All right. That's like a modern dimension what happened on Labor Day. Memorial Day, and this is sad, all right, but we see here today. All right, yes, Black Lives Matter. Well, all lives matter also, even talking about the unborn, all lives matter, all right, but right now it's Black Lives Matter. Black lives do matter, all right, we think about it, all right. I'm praying for all you people out there. That is protesting. This is Ella Braxton, Ernest Braxton Jr., Tampa, Florida. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street. Thank you. God bless you. And we want you to come by. Amen and amen. Be out. God bless you. God. One way to God. Oh, it's one way to God. Well, it's one way to God. Baptized.